Jenkins was an African-American, free black. He was born about 1810 in North Carolina. So he was born in a slave state, but he was a free man. And he, about 1835, headed to first Indiana to live and then settled in Illinois. We're not exactly sure when he arrived in Illinois and in Springfield, but we do know that in 1846 he filed his Certificate of Freedom papers with Sangamon County at the Sangamon County Recorder of Deeds, and that was the documentation to everyone that, that he wasn't a runaway slave. He was indeed free, and you know, sometimes that proved helpful to have that kind of documentation on file.
And he was involved with the Underground Railroad?
Yes, he's associated. We have documentation for one event that was called in the newspapers a slave stampede. There were the numbers vary from 14 to 19 runaway slaves, and Jenkins is reported first to have maybe been involved in their capture at some level, but then later correctioner was reported that he actually indeed helped these some of them anyway escape further north to Bloomington on their journey to freedom.
The State Museum Science Lecture this week is going to be discussing archaeology at the Jenkins Lot. Dale, right now on that lot, you would not know that a home existed there?
Yeah, it is presently vacant. And we really wanted to try to see if we could find the foundation of the original structure of the Jenkins period structure.
And, of course, that takes some man hours. It also takes some money to do this type of work. Talk about the program that you've been involved with to do archaeology at this site.
We put together a very special program with some of our partners, the Illinois State Museum, and with the Cultural Diversity Archaeology Program through the Student Conservation Association. We were able to use some of the proceeds from our book sales from the park. A percentage of that money is returned to the park for use in such research and interpretive programs. We were able to submit a project to Washington calling for archaeology to be done on the site to see if we could learn every bit of information we possibly could about the structure, about Jenkins, and then search out a diverse candidate, an archaeologist, to assist that under the guidance of the expertise of the employees of the State Museum. And it turned out to be a very beneficial project. And the program basically is going to talk about the results of that research, what we found.
Well, give us a little bit of a preview, if you could, about some of the things that were discovered.
Oh, everyday items. Pieces of pottery, the brick foundation itself. We found where a modern day utility line had actually cut through the old foundation. It very much reflected the urban development of that area with the multiple structures that have been there over the years. So this was just sort of the tip of the iceberg, you might call it. We dug just enough to get a bearing point, if you want to call it that, just the scratching the surface of what we hope will be further research in the future. The primary objective of the National Park Service here is to learn every bit of information we can about Jenkins, about the lot, about the structure, about the story, so that an exhibit that we will create in the future on that lot will be able to provide as much accurate information about the story to the public as possible.
And we are talking with Dale Phillips. He is site superintendent at the Lincoln Home, and Tim Townsend. He is the park historian there as well. And we're talking about a project to do archaeological work that's been done along the Jamison-Jenkins lot. Give us a visual idea of where his home stood compared to Lincoln.
It's four lots to the south on the same side of the street, adjacent basically to the Henson Robinson house.
And was there evidence that Lincoln and Jenkins were friends, knew each other very well?
I wouldn't say, Tim, would you say well, but I'm sure they were acquainted with each other.
Right, right, as neighbors, and that was something that the visitors who came down to see the excavation were just fascinated with the idea that there was an African American living just down the street from Abraham Lincoln, and the idea of a diverse neighborhood surprised a lot of people.
Why is it important? We know why it's important to learn about Lincoln and do the work there at his home. But for the neighbors, I mean, does it go into figuring out just who this man was, who Abraham Lincoln really was, by looking at the people who lived and worked around him?
Absolutely. The primary purpose of our park is to tell the story of Abraham Lincoln, the lawyer, the father, the husband. before he became president of the United States. And the influences that took place in his very neighborhood and in the community in which he lived through some of the most volatile, if not the most volatile time period in our nation's history. Here within his own few blocks, you had these very diverse political forces coming to bear on the man that would be eventually the 16th president and face the greatest crisis our nation has known.
You did mention that some of the things that were discovered on that site through the archaeological work, are those on display now or will they be on display?
They will be either at the Lincoln Home Visitor Center and or at the Illinois State Museum Collection Center. I think there's some talk of having them on display at a later event there. And right now we're still in the process of finalizing the archaeological report. The artifacts have all been cataloged, and ultimately they'll end up back in the collection of the National Park Service.
And one of the things I think we're working on also is the possibility of a website that visitors will be directed to. And, of course, photographs and information about those artifacts will be available there at that website about Jenkins.
Dale, you touched on that there's more work to do there. Is there any indication that there will be funding available for that or that you'll be able to get that done in the future?
Well, folks keep buying books. As I said, our bookstore is a very strong source of income from the park. As I said, a percentage of those book sales is returned to the park to be used for these type of programs. So as long as we keep selling books, I will have that funding source to be able to use for future research, yes.
And, of course, this work that you're doing or have been doing there with an intern and all that, that came from a partnership with the State Museum.
That's right. This archaeology excavation and that project wouldn't have been possible without the partnership with the State Museum and their archaeologists. And they've developed quite an expertise in African-American archaeology with all the work they've done and been involved with at the New Philadelphia site. The Jenkins site, we've also worked with the State Museum to try to flesh out the general research on Jameson Jenkins as well. So, you know, it's one of those things where by ourselves, I think it's fair to say we couldn't have done this project, but with the State Museum and sharing our resources, we've pulled it off.